Yeah, well, thank you. I had all the components. You know, I got a 30 amp power supply, and I got my Anytone radio, and then I had and I realized when I first got the Anytone radio, I hooked it up in the truck, and I realized there was way more to it than I ever dreamt. I figured I'd be warming my hands over the tubes while I, you know, adjusted the plate and whatnot, but it's not like that anymore. It's all this digital stuff, and I got so much functionality in a little tiny box. So it requires your computer. So I'm going to be excited to put that one in the truck. I may just keep using the HTs in the truck and use this one here at the base. But I got that, you know, the power supply, and I got that radio, and then, you know, the Baofeng radios are so inexpensive. You know, I bought one, and then, that's my mobile, and got that all squared away and figured out, and, all manually, and then finally learned to, got a hold of that chirp, and then I was at the meeting here, I think last month, and I forget who I was sitting with. It was a fellow that had one of those DM32s, and you guys had been at the meeting had been talking about how the county was wondering if we did DMR. So I figured, well, I might as well go ahead and buy one, and learn it and figure it out while I could, while I had some time, before the warm weather comes. And I'm still trying to work on the 100 class and the 200 class from FEMA, but they're shut down. I couldn't take the test. So now I've forgotten everything.
You're connected to CMN Network.